More and less, the Window Front Studio right here at Riverside Unique. And Friday Morning Extra it is, and you never know who's going to drop by, although today we do because they're sitting here with us. It's Chris, of course, from River Arts. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, why don't you introduce this?
Thanks for having us here.
Thanks for being here.
Introduce us to this gentleman you have with us. Tell us what's going on here.
We have another Chris in our organization.
Chris and Chris.
Hello. Plus another one. So we have three Chrises at River Arts.
Oh.
It's not confusing enough, but it's fun. And Chris Nyman is the manager of our clay studio, a highly successful clay studio. And he's also the curator of our next exhibition, Grounded. So I'm going to pass on to Chris Nyman to speak of the show. Go ahead, sir.
Well, thanks, Chris. You know, I really am excited about next month's River Arts exhibit show. The clay studio, we have a vibrant community of potters. We are typically a working studio. We are kind of like the art side of River Arts in the sense that that's where people come to get dirty and put their hands in the material. Simultaneously, we don't really have a offering in the same way that the 2D artists do. They constantly have this revolving show, and they're constantly putting their work in front of people, and we as ceramicists wanted to do that as well. So we got together our advisory committee, totally consumed by our volunteers, a total volunteer effort, which really makes it a groundswell, decided to reach out to artisans and artists of the Chesapeake. So we have ceramicists from Baltimore all the way over to the Eastern Shore, and bringing us a collection of styles and a collection of influences all in one space. And so we are calling this show Grounded, in a sense that we are all sort of connected by that earth in the same way that we as potters are as well.
I'm glad you explained that, because I was curious as to where you came up with that name for the show. Now it makes sense to me. That's great.
Yeah, and you know, we wanted to really highlight the artists in this particular exhibition. A lot of exhibitions focus on the art. You walk into a room, you see a room full of art, and you have to actually approach the art to find out who is behind this creation. What is the impetus for it? Instead, mm-hmm. we're flipping the show on its end. We are going to do artist vignettes. So the show will actually be of the artists. And simultaneously, because we are potters and because we have utility in our work, we are going to have a marketplace so that it's not just sculptural work and works that you can say, oh, those are very pretty but very expensive, but instead actually go over, fall in love with an artist, fall in love with their style, their work, everything that goes into their art, and then go find a piece that is something that you can actually take home with you.
And to that point, I think that's one of the things that you lose, is if meeting the artist first, you're going to have an understanding of each piece that they're exhibiting and the pieces that they're selling, which is going to give you almost a personal relationship before you even pick out the piece with the piece.
It's a very fresh approach.
It's going to speak to you.
And as an artist in myself, I realize that in the moment, you know, art is very much a spiritual, a very much emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you're moved by something, that is the moment that you have to be in. And as an artist who makes three-dimensional art that is tactile,
mm-hmm.
I'm passing that to somebody literally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm handing you myself because I injected myself into that work. So yes, highlighting the artist is 100% the first foot in the door.
Oh, that's a very cool way to approach that.
Excellent.
Very exciting.
That's very good. So we're really excited about this. We do have a show opening on First Friday. That's Friday, March 1st. Doors open at 5 o'clock, and we run until 7. We do a little People's Choice Award. It's always a lot of fun. We usually have a couple hundred people, right, Chris?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a nice little turnout for First Friday. And then the following week, I just wanted to make sure that we got out, there's going to be an artist talk. I'm going to try and have the artisans all gather again that second Friday of the month so that you can come and ask them questions and engage with them if you find their art reaches to you. And then I did want to mention that this show is sponsored by organizations throughout the county and the state. And I did want to have an opportunity to list them if that was all right.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, as usual, we are supported by the Maryland State Arts Council, and that's an ongoing support, as well as from Kent Cultural Alliance. I understand you had John here on this morning. Exactly. And he's a great partner of ours and a wonderful support. The show is also supported by Peaceful World Enterprises, the Chestertown Ukulele Club, the People's Bank of Chestertown, Chesapeake Bank and Trust, the Mill of Kingstown, and Heglin Glass. Wow, so I want to make sure that everyone knows that this is a community-supported show.
Right.
Not only is it community-focused, but it's also supported by that community.
Now, will it be going on the entire month of March?
It will, the entire month of March, all 5 weekends.
Oh,
so we encourage
great.
People to come out. The gallery is open Wednesday through Saturday. And please stop in and check out this wonderful show.
And one other question. So we have some things in the shop. Are those going to be changing as things sell? Do you have several
yes.
things to bring in? So there, it could be a changing landscape.
Yes,
so
exactly.
If you buy something the first weekend, you might want to come back the second weekend.
Exactly. And that's sort of my idea to create. You have your static show, mm-hmm. but then you have a dynamic marketplace.
Ah.
And so as things sort of revolve, I'm going to continue to ask my artisans to do what they always do, which is continue to make functional ware for people to use.
So there's an incentive to go each and every week.
That's
to
exactly
see what's
right.
new.
That's
yeah.
where, yeah. Awesome.
Perfect.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming in and talking about River Arts.